My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live here on DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, RJ in Michigan the rest of the week, golfing away. We got Peyton Russell running things. We are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. And we open up the show with yet another Dallas Cowboys late signing. They add someone that Mike Zimmer knows pretty well, the big man, Linval Joseph, up front as another defensive tackle.
Yeah, they are signing just about everybody but their own, which has long been their position was, we sign our own. We take our own. That's what we do. Not so much now. This is the 10th player that they've added in the month of August.
What did you set the over-under with Broadus and Nick Harris at 2.5 towards outside players that would be added from this point to the start of the regular season?
Yeah, that will be on the roster. So there's one. Now we just need a running back that'll get added, I'm sure, and then grabbing somebody else off waivers. So you have added basically the interior defensive line for the Buffalo Bills last year, because you went and traded for Jordan Phillips, and now you've added Linval Joseph, who was with the Bills last year, was not with the Bills for the entire season. He picked up about midway through, but had played 7 games for the Bills last year and was in there in that defensive interior when the Cowboys played him last year. And so this is somebody that Mike Zimmer's got a lot of experience with, having spent 5 or 6 seasons in Minnesota with Mike Zimmer. And as soon as Zimmer was gone, I think it was right after he left was when they finally purged him out. So this is somebody that Zimmer's been a fan of and believes in and is not going to give you anything other than just eat space. Like, he is there to plug up blockers and to get in the way and keep things clean for linebackers so that they can just run free. But this is not somebody you're going to notice making splash plays. This is somebody that's here to just eat up space.
Did you watch tape of him?
I watched a little bit of him last night. Yeah.
Was it bad?
It's not bad. It's just, it's not, there's nothing dynamic about him. There's nothing really versatile about him. He's not the same player that he once was, but I mean, he's still a big, strong guy who can sit there and fill up the A gap or the B gap or take on guards and centers. He can take on 2 blockers at times and just be a presence that, you know, takes up 2 different hats and makes it free so that you can get DeMarvian Overshown or Maris Leifauer, Eric Hendricks, one of these guys to be able to run free without worrying about a blocker coming up on him. So that aspect of it that they haven't had consistently, a guy who's just strong, powerful, big, think like a lesser version of Hankins. That's the type of player that he is, and that's what he'll do.
35 years old, 14th NFL season. For what it's worth, his PFF grade last year was a 38.8, which is not good at all. I like that, I like that they're adding. I just don't know that I like or love what they're adding, because you are you're shopping at the discount store a lot.
Yeah, and you're doing so really late in the game. Like, where was this move in May or April or March? Like, why were you not making these moves or finding these types of players then?
Well, maybe they wanted to see if bigger names would be available to be cut.
That's possible.
See how training camp goes, assess your team after that.
It's possible, but I think there are guys who, the decision to make to add Linval Joseph, like, who do you feel like you're costing yourself? And how much do you feel you're costing yourself financially that you can't just get a look at him throughout the entire offseason program? So I don't know why it was such a slow play. This is clearly a Mike Zimmer ad. This is not anything. The Cowboys have been incredibly hesitant on Joseph for years now, the Cowboys personnel department, because they're not typically a team that has felt like they need to value one techniques very strongly.
Which I've been critical of, because this team has not been able to stop the run.
Yeah, they're not a team that generally their philosophy says we got to have one techniques that are big space eaters and they don't do much else for us. When they have invested in a nose guard, it's typically been you're grabbing Antoine Woods off of, you know, a practice squad cut, and or you're snatching this person over here and just throwing something at the wall and seeing if it sticks. Now, no disrespect to Antoine Woods, who I think was solid given for what they had brought him in for, but Linval Joseph is a guy that I don't think they've ever felt like, oh, we need this type of player, and a guy that I think they've had some hesitancy to say they would want to spend the money necessary to bring him in here. Now at the end of his career, cheaper and clearly somebody that Zimmer trusts, I think they're like, all right, if this is the guy you want, you know, and it'll make your defense work, go ahead.
It was the final padded practice in Oxnard yesterday, and apparently the intensity was high. Scrums, confrontations, separation had to take place from coaches and players. Jake Ferguson apparently threw a stiff arm that Donovan Wilson did not appreciate. Wilson took a swing at Ferg, and things were quickly broken up. Tyler Guyton was not involved. That's because Tyler Guyton exited practice early to be evaluated by the medical staff. According to Patrick Walker, apparently things are okay. They're making it known that he was dealing with knee soreness and that it is, quote, not a big deal.
Not a big deal, but could be held out for the preseason finale, it sounds like, and then ready to go week one against Cleveland. But, man, this is just the fact that it's troubling. We're just 2 weeks away, and you've got really the one legitimately healthy tackle that you feel like you know what they are right now. Because Terrence Steele, you know what he's been, but you don't know how he's going to bounce back this second year removed from the ACL. It's troubling that you've got just something that's even bugging him right now.
I'm changing my mind about not wanting a ton of Zeke Elliott reps in week one.
You do want a lot?
I do want a lot. I want a lot of snaps. I don't want a lot of handoffs.
They need an offensive lineman?
They need a chipper.
Yeah, there is that.
Zeke stand to the left of Dak, and how many times are we going to see that extra chip on Myles Garrett? Although there have been Cowboy game plans around here where we've come in on a Cowboys Monday and said, why didn't you help? How long are you waiting to see that Myles Garrett is having his way over on that side? Where's the extra help? Sacrifice a receiver or someone going out in the passing game. So I'm changing my mind over Zeke being out there a lot. Put him there to help out from any type of missed assignments or Myles Garrett schooling whoever's there.
Scooney over there. Put Scooney on the outside of Guyton and then have Zeke there to chip. That works. Look, maybe Zeke, Schoonmaker, and Guyton together can slow down Myles Garrett.
Trayvon Diggs was talking trash. He finishes up camp with two interceptions. Jalen Brooks was going at it with Diggs, back and forth. And then Jalen Brooks gets a last laugh with a nice route, spins the ball right at Diggs to let him know he is here. John Machota got video of Eric Scott trying to finish loudly. Since we've been kind of starred down on him as of late, Eric Scott with four pass breakups in one-on-one drills.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy who got a lot of praise yesterday, and when I was just watching a video that DallasCowboys.com put up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Up of one-on-one drills near the red zone. And Israel Mukwamu was really good yesterday, it looked like. And I know Patrick Walker had mentioned him in his article, but you watch the one-on-one period, it was three straight red zone throws that Israel Mukwamu got his hands on and was able to break up. And so he's somebody who every year I'm finding myself at the end of training camp trying to find a way to keep him on the roster, because I see flashes of it out there at camp. And it's not just against, you know, third teamers. There was a time his rookie year, I think it was, where he had CeeDee Lamb and it was back-to-back snaps where they put him on Lamb in the slot and Lamb was running like drag routes all the way across the field, and Mukwamu stayed in his hip the entire way and batted the ball away on back-to-back throws. And so to me, he's got a, for his size and some of the fluidity and some of the sticky nature that you see at times in practices, it's really tough to just completely forget about it just because he hasn't been given some of the same consistent opportunity. So I know we feel like this is a late round pick, a guy who hasn't done anything ultimately during NFL games yet, so it's tough to justify him, especially when you've got tight numbers on your roster. But he's somebody that every year I feel like I can't cut him. I gotta hold on to him and see if this is gonna click, because it's too impressive too frequently in practices.
Good morning to Troy Moore, Little Cowboys, Rodney, Nate, and Gregory, who I'm seeing up and early on the YouTube, Twitch, and fan cam. Way to hit us up on the show via the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. I was driving home yesterday trying to think of extra questions. I'm like, who have we not hit with Broadus and Nick Harris and Nick Eamon? Who have we not covered? And after the Guyton news came out, I said, oh, we haven't talked a word about Terrence Steele, and we need to. And yesterday, perfect timing, Mike McCarthy said he thinks that Terrence Steele is having his best training camp as a Dallas Cowboy. So that made me very, very excited and happy to hear, because this is a huge X factor. All we're focusing on is the left side, but Terrence Steele, we know what happened to him last season.
Yeah, he was the ACL recovery. He's one of the big reasons why you have concerns about Trayvon Diggs, for instance. Him, Michael Gallup, other guys that have struggled with it. You wonder, okay, how are they going to bounce back from this? Last year was a struggle for him. And we would ask McCarthy about it during the year. Just say, hey, is there just rust that needs to be knocked off? Is this the reality coming off an injury? And that's what McCarthy kept pointing to this injury and saying, coming off of that and being a year removed from that, it's tough. It's that first year back is tough to bounce back from. If they can get him back to a level, somebody had asked us this on Love of the Star the other day. If they can get Terrence Steele back up to where he was, that is a massive X factor. Like when he says, we feel like we're adding Trayvon Diggs. That's our offseason. We're adding it.
Yeah.
I think you can legitimately make that argument if Terrence Steele is better, because Terrence Steele was out there for you last year and just wasn't very good. If he shows that he's back to being that guy, that makes your offensive line so much better.
We just ping pong back and forth on updates, contract this, contract that. The other day it was CD. Here's the latest with Jerry on deck.
Well, again, we're just continuing to talk, and the thing is there that since we're really in season, we're practicing, we're doing all those things, operating under his existing contract, which is really good. You know, one of the things that I would like for our fans to really understand is that and nine times out of ten, these are existing contracts that you have in place. And you should be able to operate under those. But we've gotten it now in the NFL. Other teams are dealing with it to where with time on the contract, you still might have a contract discussion. And that's what we're doing. But none of us, player or teams, wanted to hurt the preparation or the likelihood of playing at your best opening day.
Jerry, trying to slide that in there. With a little nugget for the fan base, I just want you guys to know, we always talk about contracts with rooting against the player and for the team. That's Jerry trying to add to that fire by saying, hey, these are contracts that they signed, and they're technically breaking them. They are under contract. That's a very good contract as well. Like, why go there? Why go there? And it makes me wonder if the owners in the next CBA, they already tried to eliminate it to where these guys don't hold out and it punishes them severely for thinking about missing any games. Makes it franchise tagged. You're stuck with us for 3 years, really. After your contract expires, we just keep tagging you. Makes me wonder if they try to figure out how to not allow players to negotiate that raise when they're technically under contract.
Yeah, it seems like they already tried a little bit with the last where they put in all those fines and everything else for the holdouts, and that's where the hold-in developed from. But they're going to keep trying to make it even more difficult because they view it as like, you're here, you're under a deal, and
because we don't get this in the other sports, right?
No.
The prepay early?
No, we don't.
Luka's not going to rip up.
We get extensions done, but not like holdouts or anything like that. I would say also, though, that the NFL players have the least amount of power of those leagues. Like MLB players, NBA, we know NBA gets to dictate whatever the hell they want. And so I think that that's part of why it's a little, you know, people would look at it and say, that, well, that's not exactly the same. And you look at the amount of money that those guys get, though, you know, the Major League Baseball is not even in a capped league. And the NBA, they've got the build up for the Supermax and all these different things that you can hit where it just becomes natural. Nobody questions maxing out your star. Whereas in the NFL, they're trying to nickel and dime you. And so
he's like, fans, don't get mad at us. Don't get that mad at us. He is under contract.
It's propaganda. That's what it is propaganda. Honestly.
Another Wyatt walk-off, and the New York Yankees are not afraid to go after little leaguers. Next on the Home of the Champs, 105.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.